Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ben and Woods, hour number two on a Monday morning. And Woods, we were just talking during the break, and it reminded me of something I was listening to you say on my drive in this morning about taking your son to the golf course by your house.
Yeah.
And that it's just beautiful grassy fields.
It's beautiful.
No golfers on there anymore. Oh. So kind of have the run of the place.
What an amazing place to just be.
It is. It's without, gorgeous parkland.
Without
expansive
balls flying at your face. Yeah.
Technically, I believe it is still private property. So yeah. Just, you know, be careful. I would hate to see you and your son hauled off.
Well, it would be his first arrest. I'm assuming probably not his last.
But
anything like his
I
old
love
man.
Walking around golf courses.
Oh, it is just beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. We fed the ducks down at the pond. Was really special.
I always get the
day.
Itch to, I want to play though. As soon as I start walking, it's
not
like
me.
I could be playing right now instead of just walking.
I may.
The golf course.
I was just telling you guys off the air, I may grab 10, 12 balls and a wedge and go down there and just chip into the green. That'll last 10 minutes. And
I'm supposed to do that.
And then I'll remember why though.
Well, you don't want to damage the greens. That's. Well,
I'm not. The golf course is closed.
Yeah, but I mean, I see people still carrying their wedges and stuff out there.
Oh God! Here we go.
Oh, here's our. Hi, JR.
Why is he walking in here again?
I don't know. I asked him to restart my computer.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Which one was so bigger.
This one, it just
right.
won't.
I don't know why Ben gets freaked out when I come in.
I know.
I don't know. I just.
I've known JR for a decade now. JR's great.
JR is our. What's your title? Just engineer supreme.
Head geek.
I just feel like we see him when things are going wrong, unfortunately.
Well,
he's kind of when there's an emergency, you call JR. So that means when we see you, it's just this connotation that something bad has happened and needs to be repaired.
My computer just.
And I wasn't warned by Woods that he had put in a help ticket request for you to come in here and fix his computer. So when you start walking in, I think, are we off the air? What's going on? Are people calling in? They can't hear us or something. I don't understand. So it makes me nervous when you walk by. I'm sorry.
Be calm.
Just calm down.
All right, fine.
Freaking
it's
out
fine.
Over here.
All right. We're okay. We're still.
I'm just going to restart my computer.
Still broadcasting
dialed
right now.
In. Is it ready? Look, this is what happens. It does that. Right. It does that when the thing pops up.
Live IT sessions
won't
here on Ben
in.
Woods this morning.
Thanks, JR. JR's the best. Like when I was the jock, the morning show guy at 94.9. You're supposed to let them know if anything happens, right? So if a light bulb goes out, you got to call JR. You can't just change it yourself. So you JR walk in and go, JR, I got a light bulb out. He'd go, every time. What'd you do to it? Every single time. What'd you do to it? I'm like, oh, God, nothing. It's just the light bulb. They go out. What'd you do to it? He's the best. Love that dude. Guy is like a radio legend, by the way. He's been in radio on air, too, for like 30, 40 years. Crazy, crazy times.
So at this time every morning, we like to turn things over to our executive producer. We also will be getting to our first Final Four matchup in our tournament of drops after we've whittled the field down from 64 funny sound bites to just the four that are remaining. We would be down to the Final Four in the NCAA tournament this morning.
Is that right,
yeah,
man?
That's
wow.
It. I mean, it happens so fast. It's you're missing it. It's like, yeah, we'd already be down. There'd be four teams left. 64 teams out, four teams remaining. Could San Diego State have been one of those teams? We will never know.
Never know.
One of those what ifs we cannot answer, but we can answer this question. What is on today's Rindel Report?
You're listening to the Rindel Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right.
All right.
Let's go, Paulie.
All right. This story is presented without comment. In the NBA, Knicks owner James Dolan has coronavirus.
Yes, he does.
That's the headline.
Should have known. Knicks fans, I did see them celebrating on Twitter, which is not the right.
You don't want to do that.
That's not the right.
He is fairly asymptomatic, they've said.
Yeah. That means he doesn't have a lot of symptoms. But right. He has to, because every.
Begs the question how, of course, he's associated with the NBA.
Done.
How does he get tested?
You know
get tested.
They have boxes and boxes of coronavirus tests. And yeah, if you're associated with the NBA, you get a test.
Yeah.
That's how it works. So James Dolan, asymptomatic coronavirus. But, I mean, again, he's in kind of the epicenter of coronavirus right now, New York. New York, it's a hellhole right now.
And just shout out to the doctors and nurses all over the country, but especially there.
My Lord.
You see some of these social media posts. They are real heroes.
No question.
Real heroes right now.
It's a plane full of doctors and nurses flying out to New York.
Yeah, man, coronavirus got Joe Diffie over the weekend. I don't know if you guys know Joe Diffie.
Oh, yeah.
Country artist.
Pickup man.
Yeah, pickup man. Prop me up beside the jukebox. Got him. John Prine, who is an absolute treasure, is suffering. And he's old. He's an older guy, man. It does not look good for John Prine. That breaks my heart in two. He is a legend in the songwriting, country music world. But, man, yeah, we're starting to see a lot of big, big, big names.
Well, I think that should be a sign to everyone who says, hey, I mean, yeah, the flu takes down a lot of people every year worldwide.
Yeah.
And it does. Do you remember every year? Wow, this is like another big celebrity that the flu killed.
Yeah.
We don't see that every year.
No.
If that's not a sign that there's something a little more serious going on here, then you might want to reevaluate and realize, yeah, this isn't just your normal flu season.
Yeah, especially if you live, I don't know, North County, California, Encinitas, Cardiff area. My wife drove by yesterday again, and it looks like spring break.
Really?
Yeah, they shut the beaches, but the parking lots are closed, but they're moving people over to these common areas. And, like, you know the campgrounds?
Yeah.
The campgrounds look like Coachella, she said. She said there was 1,000 people there looking at the water. The water will be there when it's over. Please, please stay inside. I'm begging you. Stay inside. Take a walk, but stay apart.
You don't want to speculate. You certainly don't want to make fun of anybody that becomes ill. But if I had to tell you, pick one NBA owner that you think might get coronavirus. It's probably the guy that they were the last team to be on board with shutting the season down.
Yeah, they didn't want to shut the season down. And I'm finding a lot of irony in a lot of cases. A lot of people that were.
I should have known.
Yeah,
I should have known.
We should have known. We did know.
Myself across his tracks.
That's his song for Harvey Weinstein.
Who also has the coronavirus.
So Doris Burke also in the NBA. She is recovering from coronavirus.
Doing
she kind of kept that one under wraps, but said she's just about recovered. All right. Could Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods be planning another one-on-one mic'd up golf match? Yes, actually. Someone on Twitter tagged both Phil and Tiger and asked, do you think there is a chance you two go play around mic'd up with one camera guy and just put it out there on a stream for people to watch? We need live sports. And Mickelson responded with, working on it. Somebody else then said, don't tease me, Phil. And he said, I'm not a tease.
Of all the suggested sporting events that people have brought up, you know, competing NASCAR races without fans or bringing back the NBA, we'll talk about that, you know, in some sort of giant bubble. Where the players just go in the big. We talked to Amy Trask about that last week. They were thinking of doing a reality show where they locked all their competitors just in a big building and made sure they all tested clean, and then they could film them and play basketball. This one seems at least the most realistic to pull off. If you could really do it with just Phil and Tiger on an empty private golf course somewhere where there's no fans, there's not a bunch of production, you don't need to have security, and you just have like one or two streaming camera guys who are filming the whole thing. In fact, it doesn't even have to be live, you know, just record it and play it back the next day or something. This seems almost doable in the age of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
You golf, you guys could stay well apart from each other the entire time. Now, I don't know if they should have a caddy who's handing them clubs back and forth.
Carry
they
your
might,
own bags.
They might have to carry their own bags, or you could sanitize carts for them and then they
drive
their own carts.
I mean, is that exciting to you guys? Are we that hungry?
Yes.
I was just
totally
asking.
Desperate for anything.
I would watch.
I would totally watch that.
I'd watch probably 15 minutes of it.
I'd watch the whole thing.
I know.
This happened, was it November? Was it last November?
It was like a year ago November, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was around Thanksgiving. We were going to try to go.
That's right.
Yeah. In Las Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
Now, did you like that, Ben?
No, it was. But
it was
there
terrible
was,
quality.
But there was tons of other sports going on that were better at the time. It's all about comparative enjoyment.
Yes.
And with nothing else going on, all of a sudden the value of a Tiger Phil match rises exponentially. In my mind.
You know, and I love our beloved Padres, but they are having those 2-3-man workouts at Petco Park. Stream them. Put them on Fox Sports. I'll watch that. I will watch Fernando Tatis and Manny take ground balls. I will watch those guys hit batting practice. I'll watch it for hours.
I mean, you don't even need camera operators. Just use security camera footage.
100%.
Of the whole thing. Edit it, put it on TV. We will watch it.
Now my mouse doesn't work.
All right. And finally, Donald Trump reportedly called Alex Rodriguez to ask for advice on the coronavirus response. ABC News reported that the call between the president and the former Yankee slugger was pleasant, although A-Rod has no plans to take on any role in the government's efforts. Trump quoted the report as fake news, and of course, people went and dug up a tweet from 2013 where Trump called A-Rod a druggie.
All right.
I don't know what to say about this one.
It didn't happen?
Did it happen? Did it not happen?
I mean, the reporter talked to somebody that was there, and the ABC News is reporting that, yes, this call happened, but if you take Trump at his word, he quoted it and said fake news.
Which I don't, so that's fine.
A-Rod.
Don't know why he'd have any insider expertise into this.
If you're the president, you run the free world. Like, you have anyone on the planet at your disposal to ask for advice on how to handle this. You got Alex Rodriguez.
I mean, I the more opinions, the better, I guess.
Well, I mean, if it was a call to say, like, hey, can you put out a PSA about staying at home? Fine.
Sure. Yeah.
Down. Cool.
Not.
Can't have enough of that.
How's the response going?
What should I do, A-Rod? Now, you're used to digging out of giant holes.
Give A-Rod some credit. He was, a few years ago, he was, you know, pretty much untouchable in terms of public personality.
Yeah.
And now, everything A-Rod's on just seems successful at the moment.
America's sweetheart.
You know, successful people that seems to be making right decisions. You go with the guy who's on a roll, on a hot streak.
Yeah.
It's like you're at the craps table, the guy who keeps making the numbers. You don't want to keep the dice in his hands.
100%.
That's the Rinder Report on a Monday.
Let's get
to the March Madness.
Let's do it. We got one matchup for you today.
Let's go ahead and bring the whole Final Four field. We are in the Final Four. Thanks to everyone that has voted. This has been a tremendous success.
Much fun.
I have had a blast doing this each and every morning. We start off in the East. The number one seed has made it to the Final Four.
Oh, my God.
And in the West region, the Final Four representative out of the West is the 8 seed, and that is Bo. Over to the South region, another 1 seed made it. That is Ben Higgins.
Who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
And the other Bo drop, the 2 seed out of the Midwest.
Bye-bye.
That is your Final Four. We are voting on the East and West, the left side of your bracket. So again, that is the 1 seed.
Oh, my God.
And the 8 seed.
F*** you.
Winner moves on to the finals.
2 Ben versus Bo matchups. We'll vote on the first one today.
Okay.
If you had to place odds on this matchup. Woods, 1 versus 8 seed. Overall, 1 seed has got to be the favorite. But this 8 seed has been so strong, has won each matchup pretty much going away all the way through the tournament. Is it possible that the 8 seed is actually a slight favorite in this matchup?
Is that the 8 seed is him saying F you?
Yes.
Yeah, it's tough to battle against a toddler with a very firm F you.
I mean, that's what we've learned over the last couple of weeks, that a toddler with a potty mouth
is
tough to beat. I think I would make, I mean, pretty even. Obviously, one seed is very strong. -120. I mean,
okay.
Almost a toss-up,
almost a pick
in my mind. But Bo is the slight favorite, actually, in this matchup as the 8 seed.
Interesting. We'll put that up on Twitter. You can vote.
Yeah. Ben and Woods is our Twitter page.
At Ben and Woods.
And you have the rest of the day today to cast your ballots for the first national championship drop.
This is a big one. And then we'll do the next one tomorrow. And then we'll have the final match, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Amazing. All right.
Thursday morning, we will have a champion in our tournament of drops.
I'll actually be kind of sad
that it's all...
I know, me too. Well, we've already got a ton more ready for next year.
Yeah.
But we can go through those as well. My mouse doesn't work now.
Well, JR is going to have to come back and fix what's broken with Woods.
I mean, does it
there.
Really matter at this point? I'm going to be out of here after today, but I'd like to have this computer one more day.
One last day to enjoy your computer.
I mean, it's going to be weird leaving here today and not knowing when we're going to come back, not knowing when we're all going to be together again as a show, because it's not like we can hang out.
Sure, I'll see you guys in August.
It's wild, right? Wild.
I hope it's earlier than that.
Me too. At least I get to see the beautiful Benny every day. Poor Paul by himself. Man, it's weird. It's a weird one.
I almost wish we could trade.
You and Paul?
No, Joe, you and Paul. I think you need each other more than I need physical contact between either of you.
Ben just wants to roll out of bed at 5:15. Turn on his app.
It's true. Wonder if we could swing that. My wife.
We're 6 feet apart.
We are 6 feet apart. My wife is really ready for me to social distance. I'm telling you, here at the office, it's freaking her out. You know, you don't know who comes in and out of the building and all that. And we're very careful here in the studio. We're wiping down like crazy and washing hands and all that. But at this point, it's probably the smartest thing to do.
Speaking of the NCAA tournament, some massive financial hits. They're starting to calculate those for schools like San Diego State coming out over the weekend, plus a potential future financial complication as well that people are discussing. We'll get into a little bit of that as we continue on. It's Ben and Woods, Monday morning. Glad to have you with us. Let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning.
This is breaking news from 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, wow. It's so rare that we have any news at all right now in the sports world. But all breaking news on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil.
Baseball is back.
No. I know. You wish that's what it was.
Man.
They have just announced the new dates for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. And they will be delayed exactly 364 days. And will begin on July 23rd. 2021 and run through August 8th, 2021. So it was supposed to start July 24th of this year. They will now just back it up to next summer, July 23rd, 2021.
Okay.
New dates to the Tokyo Summer Games.
I'm not going to lie and say that it doesn't feel good to get. Now, again, that could change, couldn't it?
Wow. I mean, I guess there's nothing as certain in the world at the moment, but I would hope that by this time, or not this time, but by summer next year, that we'll be able to have some semblance of normalcy in our sports worlds.
I would sure hope
everything
so.
Else.
I'm afraid, though. I'm afraid of just saying, oh, cool. Well, we'll look forward to that in one, more than a year.
Yeah. I mean, I know they've said that a true vaccine could take a long time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if we are practicing good social distancing, from what I've understood, you stretch that, you flatten that curve out, so to speak. And, some people obviously will get it and recover. And if, as long as you keep the numbers really low, hopefully, then we've done our job and can continue to operate, or at least go back to some sort of life that we had before at some point. So, but this, we're talking about summer of 2021 when the Olympics now will take place.
Well, and again, I think it's, that's important. You know, those Olympians that have trained so hard to be ready now, essentially, they can now start training knowing that. But again, so many of these people don't have room to train. There's no places to train, like those swimmers they were talking about. They don't. There's no place to go swim.
Which is a relief now, because I think knowing that we're still, what, 16 months or so away from July of April, May, June. Yeah, 16 months away almost from July of 2021. No one has to go into like the final ramp up of training right now. Yeah. If they did have to take a couple of months off, that might be, they might be in that down period now, knowing that it's that far away. No, okay. You know, 1 year out is when I'll start building up again. So it gives them some certainty. They can start, you know, planning out dates on their calendars when they want to kind of ramp up again at this
point. Yeah, and that's really the first kind of sports date that we've gotten, is it not?
I mean,
of the only one so far.
We have no date for the baseball season or when basketball is going to resume. Even some talk over the weekend that the NFL season, they're whispers that they might shorten it to 14 games to get it started a little bit later. You know, you might have to push training camps even back a little bit during the summer. If business gets stretched out a little bit, they may need some more time. You know, maybe that's just an abundance of caution right now. But yeah, we don't have a date for anything at the moment. We have hints that the Masters could be played in October.
Yeah.
You know, they may push the U.S. Open back to September.
Masters is usually in April.
April, yes.
April, man.
Masters would be coming up in about a week and a half.
How are you going to do that Master? I was pretty bummed this weekend. I tried not to let it, you know, enter my brain much, knowing that I wasn't going to be able to play baseball and take my family to the game yesterday and all that. How are you going to do Masters weekend?
I'm hoping that I don't even notice that it was Masters weekend.
Just let it fly by.
Yeah, this whole thing has you kind of losing your sense of time, of, you know, where you are on the calendar. So, you know, if you think about it, yes, I could look back and say I would have been watching Sweet 16 games on Thursday and Friday, opening day on Thursday, and then it was Elite Eight games on Saturday and Sunday. Padres were going to finish off a four-game series against the Rockies.
Four-game sweep.
The Atlanta Braves were now coming in for three games to continue that opening homestand. But you can do that and drive yourself crazy, or you can just wait and be patient. And I tend to try to be just patient with it all.
I've been a lot more level-headed than I thought I would be throughout all of this, because it's, you know, for what we do for a living, I'm just going to look at it as an opportunity. It's an opportunity to do some different things, to try to stay on top of things and be there for everybody, obviously without a tremendous amount of sports news.
Dates aren't the only uncertainty, though. Finances are very uncertain at this point,
because
you don't know how much money is going to be coming in. Maybe you resume the baseball or NBA season, but if you do it without fans in the arenas, then there's not nearly as much money coming in. Tickets, concessions, all that. Yeah, the TV deals might kick back in at some point, and who knows how much the TV companies are going to want to recoup from, you know, games they didn't get to broadcast. But that financial uncertainty is hitting everywhere, including NCAA. Already had numbers in. For instance, San Diego State expects to lose out on $800,000 based on no NCAA tournament this year. That's a significant chunk of change for J.D. Wicker's athletic department.
It is.
There's just an unexpected consequence. They're talking today. They're going to have that vote about addressing eligibility for spring sports players who have basically lost their entire season. Like, baseball team played five games or something. You know, that's it. And then the season was called off. Well, should those athletes get a chance to come back and have an extra year of eligibility? Or if you're a senior, you're just done and you didn't get to play your senior season? I think most people feel for spring sports that athletes should get the opportunity to come back and continue their scholarship if they want to do that. But that, it also comes with a cost, including scholarships, other spending. You have recruits that you've already committed to.
Yeah.
So are you going to increase the scholarship numbers? There's a cost to the schools of that. Some say that it could be $500,000 per school just to extend those scholarships another year for all those athletes.
Man.
That wasn't in the budget as well. So now we're talking about over $1 million per school lost. I think it's the right thing to do. Now, winter sports, they got to play almost their whole season. I don't necessarily think everyone gets another year of eligibility. I feel bad for seniors who missed out on the NCAA tournament, but they got to play their whole
season. A lot of schools did play their entire season.
Some did. If you were not a great team, you played your whole season. Your conference tournament was the first week. You were done. Like Colorado State, they're done. They're done. They would have been done. They had no more games left. They shouldn't get another year of eligibility. And if you're not giving them more eligibility, you probably can't give everyone else. The spring sports, though,
barely gotten a conference play, if at all.
Yeah, there was just so few games that had been played that I think they should have that chance to come back. Now, I do kind of raise my eyebrow when they say, oh, $500,000 in scholarships. All right, it's not like they're spending that money. I mean, yes, there's a value to those educations, but a student athlete sitting in a classroom is not necessarily costing money.
Right.
You could always admit a couple of more, paying students that year to offset it. There's one extra athlete in each class. That's not like the direct cost necessarily.
So let's say the Aztecs, and let's just use the Aztecs baseball team as our example, right? So let's say they had, I don't know how many there is. My computer doesn't work. Let's say there were 8 seniors on that team. Okay?
Sounds about right.
So they played, really? So they played 5 games.
Yeah.
Okay? So their season gets called off. Now, you don't know. You don't know what kind of season you were planning on having. You don't know how it was going to end up, Benny. I'm assuming they're all eligible for the draft, the MLB draft. The other thing is, though, if they bring those back, what about the incoming freshmen? Are the rosters going to be expanded? How does that work?
They're going to have to address all of those rules today, or at least soon, if they're going to be voting on eligibility.
Yeah,
I think you would probably have an extra number of roster spots allocated for incoming freshmen and holdover seniors that you didn't think you were still going to have.
Sure. Okay.
Is it ideal? No.
No, but it were. I mean, you have to do what you have to do right now until it all kind of flattens out.
Right.
Until it all catches up. And
Plus, you've got this whole situation with the MLB draft possibly being delayed and shortened just 5 rounds. So, a college senior, some top players usually come out after their junior year in college. But there are seniors who then get drafted.
Absolutely.
But they're oftentimes, 10, 15th, 20th round picks.
Yeah.
There is no 10, 15, or 20th round. They're going to probably say, I'm much better off. I can show my stuff. I need to show that I've improved, maybe open some eyes, get some scouts out to watch my college games. I didn't get an opportunity to do that this year. I'm going to wait until next year and hopefully then get a chance to go in a draft that is of a more normal length as opposed to the shortened draft they're talking about right now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then I know Scott Boras was complaining. I know we got to keep moving on here. Scott Boras was complaining, oh, you can't do this to the kids and shorten the draft and that's not fair. Yes, but what are you talking? I mean, MLB teams, like high school juniors, you haven't seen them play any senior baseball.
Right, no.
You're just going to draft them based on what they did in their junior year of high school?
Yeah.
Maybe one or two guys in the country look so promising that you might risk a top 5 draft pick on those guys.
Yeah.
College sophomores, you don't get to see their junior year as well. You are dealing with a significantly, smaller amount of information to try to draft these guys. And it would be tough to do a full 50-round draft.
Yeah, I guess so. I was just going to say, though, shouldn't the draft then be bigger? I don't know. I mean, there's no right answer right now. But, no, we do need to take a break. But it's certainly interesting and something to keep our eyes on.
Speaking of interesting, what the NBA may be considering, according to Brian Windhorst, how games might look when and if they do come back.
This is insane.
That is pretty fascinating. We're going to get to that coming up. Just quickly, we all would all at 97.3 The Fan. Did I say that right? 97.3 The Fan.
97.3
The Fan. I know, you've got me kind of second-guessing myself.
You've got you second-guessing.
97.3 The Fan wants to thank Jersey Mike's and their employees for working so hard during the COVID-19 disruption and to remind our listeners they are open for takeout right now.
Love Jersey.
We'll be back. Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Yes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three.
R.I.P. Joe Diffie, Ben. Coronavirus casualty, Joe Diffie. I know you're upset.
I don't, you know, I mean, it's real. We're not trying to bring anyone down, obviously, in the morning.
Real deal.
But, yeah.
When I turn 16,
Ben Woods, 97.3 The Fan, on this Monday morning. Woods, do you want to go out to some open phones? I see a call. I have no idea what they want to talk about or why they're on the line. But we could go out to open phones for a second.
Let's
here.
Do it.
833-288-0973. Also play some Real or Fake coming up. First, though, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan with Kelly Danick. This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Auto Club of Southern California. Are you paying too much for auto insurance? Visit AAA.com/insurance for a free quote and find out how much you could save. Find competitive rates on auto insurance through the Auto Club. Visit AAA.com/insurance. Today. All right. Usually this is a first hour thing, but if you're going to call in, 833-288-0973.
React to me.
Let's go out to the phones. And this looks like, is this Paul in South Park?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How you doing,
buddy?
You're
on Ben and Woods. You're on the air.
Okay. It's my first time calling in to you guys. I'm still getting used to your bit, but
all right.
Thought I'd give it a try this morning.
Mostly Woods' bit, but that's okay, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Blame me.
He does take some getting used to.
I'm a long time. I'm a big fan of this radio show. So I mean the network. So what I wanted to touch on is you guys were talking about the college athletes who are going to lose a year, and I'm, you know, I'm an older guy, so I got that old school mentality. You know, these guys, some of these guys are just going to have to suck it up. It's called sacrifice, and that's what Americans do. And we have a worldwide epidemic going around, and if you lose a year of eligibility, if you're just, I understand if you're a potential draft pick.
Yeah.
I can understand there might be some intangibles that might be in play there, but if you're just a guy,
yeah.
I mean, I think you're ready to move on with your life and go on to your career, and I don't think that applies. So, and secondly, you're opening up a whole can of worms. What about the high school athletes?
Sure.
Who lost a year? And are potentially we're going to be offered scholarships. So I mean,
100%. You're right about that. We talked about it last week a little bit, Paul. Is that, you know, I've got a dear friend of mine called me in tears last week. I mean, watching his son play baseball is kind of his favorite thing in the world, and they're done. I mean, they're just done. They just won't be playing his senior year. And in fact, there really isn't going to be a senior year. It's going to be online. They're going to be, you know, not doing graduation. And listen, I understand the whole suck it up, sacrifice thing. For the purposes, though, of sports talk radio, when sports have crawled to a halt, yeah, I mean, look, you could feasibly, you could do this every day. You could wake up in the morning and say, Paul, I don't want to, not you, Paul, the caller, Paul Reindel, I don't want to talk about Manny Machado's contract. Ben, there are people starving right now. Yeah, I mean, you could feasibly do that every single day.
I guess what my response to Paul the caller would be, I understand. I don't want to hear a bunch of guys whining, you know, about woe is me.
Yeah.
When there's a lot of people suffering. I don't know what the sacrifice here is, though. If you're giving these kids another year of eligibility, I don't see this as some giant sacrifice on the school's part. They're not hurting society by doing this.
Right.
They're staying in school. They're continuing their education. If they have that ability to play baseball for another year, then great for them. I mean, that's fantastic, and I'm happy that maybe the universities are going to allow that to happen. Change their rules a little bit, modify things where they get that opportunity. To me, there's no reason to take that away from them. Now, yeah, if you needed to shift those resources from college baseball to coronavirus care, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
I call on you.
Ban it
you
all.
You have to sacrifice your eligibility year. You're not getting that back because we're going to save people's lives that way.
Done.
I don't think we're saving anyone's lives, though. If they can give athletes another year where they can play their college baseball season, I say go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it.
I do too.
I don't have a problem with that.
You know, you talk about sacrifice, man, and I think to be able to play college athletics, Ben, at a high level, I think that these kids have sacrificed. I think they've sacrificed a lot. You know, some of the best athletes out there, there are sacrifices that go into that. Now, again, you're not robbing Peter to pay Paul to let eight guys on the SDSU baseball team go out and play another season. It's not, again, it's not going to affect me. It's not going to affect you. I don't think one bit. So I understand where he's coming from. You know, it's something to talk about. It's a logistical issue that may pop up in the next few months. And that's it. That's basically what we're talking about.
I'm interested by this story from Brian Windhorst on ESPN about the NBA
definitely
needing to build a bubble. Is that a literal bubble that they want to build? They're kind of following the model of the Chinese Basketball Association, where they're trying to restart their season. They've gone through this coronavirus thing early in the year, and they're trying to restart, you know, their basketball season again. But there's also the logistics of, in a big country, they have a similar league to the NBA. I think they have like 20 different cities with teams, and not traveling between cities all the time. Some might still have pockets of coronavirus, could be difficult. So they're talking about moving every team to just two different cities, keeping them there in kind of a more controlled environment, playing the games locally in whatever venue that they've chosen, as opposed to having people move around a bunch. And the NBA is thinking, this might be what we have to do as well.
It's wild,
when we
man.
Come back with our season later in
so
the year.
So are they living in this facility? Is it, again, more like what the Big Three is wanting to do with a Big Brother? Now, it's certainly interesting and does beg a lot of questions. Essentially, Ben, I guess what you could do. Now, the NBA has been ravaged with coronavirus.
Right.
See, I mean, honestly, like there's seemingly players on every team, and there's probably a lot we don't know. Think about what we do know in the NBA. All right? I can think of 10 guys off the top of my head. You got James Dolan that's got it. What happens? They test everybody. They wait 14 days or whatever the number is. And if you're clear, you're clear. If you're not, you're not clear. What if LeBron James has it? What if one of, you know, there are big stars with this right now. What if they're not cleared to play? Do they just not play? How
yeah,
does that work?
I mean, in China, they're thinking about like a city that really hasn't had much of an outbreak and just bringing all the players
no,
there.
I totally get the whole Truman Show aspect of this. I totally do. If you can find a giant bubble for them all to live
yeah.
in and play in. My thing is, there are guys in the NBA currently with coronavirus. Okay, currently they have it. Is it gone? Do we know if it's going to come back? Okay, is it something that you carry with you forever, or is it just something you get over, like a virus? It is a virus.
Yeah, I mean, the Jazz players have been clear. The ones that, like Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell,
they're clear.
They have recovered from it.
Are you going to go post up Rudy Gobert? I'm not. Like, are you going to post up Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell right now?
Dr. Fauci says I can post up Rudy Gobert. Then I guess I can post up Rudy Gobert.
Okay. He's going to have a lot of room to work with, I think.
So Brian Windhorst writes,
a lot of room and space.
Various ideas have been floated by NBA players and executives. One is to consider using a sprawling casino property in Las Vegas where everything could be held under one roof. Others have suggested playing in the Bahamas, where a ballroom could be converted into a playing court specifically for broadcasts.
A ballroom.
Basketball in a Bahamian ballroom.
Just
that
like
would be different.
Just like we drew it up.
That would be definitely different. Woods, you want to play a little real or fake?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get a contestant on here. 833-288-0973. Start dialing in. We'll place everyone who dials in on hold, and then I'll choose someone at random here to play our game. Woods versus the listeners here on Real or Fake. First, though, a reminder that we have another Twitter show. Are we doing one today? We got one today.
Oh, we do have one today.
Yes, you can stay connected with your friends on 97.3 The Fan while we keep social distance by joining us for live video sessions on Twitter at 97.3 The Fan SD. We're on at 9:15 today, so if you want to send in live questions, whatever's going on after the show today, just a little post-show conversation. Coach John Quintera does his on Wednesdays before his show at 11:15.
How are you?
Winning Chris Fridays at 2:15. 97.3 The Fan, helping San Diego stay connected. For more info, go to radio.com/stayconnected so we all stay connected on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's get to it. Let's play a little real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Well, this is a big day.
Wow, we've got prize. We've got a prize.
Yes,
a good one.
We've
too.
Got prize.
I didn't realize we had prize.
We have prize.
Prize.
Just one prize.
Our contestant today will be playing for a family four-pack of sandwiches from Jersey Mike's.
Oh my God, I'm all in. What
in
a prize,
times
actually.
Like this, Jersey Mike's is here for you.
Love this.
With sandwiches.
Sandwiches all from right. Jersey Mike's. That's a huge, huge prize.
That might be the best prize we've ever given.
That seriously
this
may be
fantastic.
The best prize.
All right. Jersey Mike's. Let's pick one at random. Let's go out. Caller, you are on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello. Is this Miles?
It is.
Miles.
Coming back for another rematch.
Another
right,
rematch,
Miles
and
is here.
We've got prize.
All right, we've got prize. You get this is, I'm just going to admit, this is a little weird one. I need the kids to do something over the weekend,
oh,
so
God.
I had them come up with a real
oh,
thing.
Oh, no.
Because, you know what, they're not, you know, they're barely doing school at home. I thought, let's assign them some homework.
I love this.
So this one was devised by one of my children.
Can they do our Twitter live after the
show?
That would
show? Be, nice
that
too,
would be phenomenal.
It? All right, Miles, we ready to go? Here we go. Five rounds. Esports, trying to fill some of the space left by our lack of normal sports. League of Legends is one of the most popular games out there.
Okay.
With competitors all over the world. Today, I will give you a character. You tell me if it's a real League of Legends champion you can choose to play in the game. There are several dozen of them. Or a fake that we have thrown into the mix to try to fool you. Again, these coming from the Higgins children.
I think we're screwed,
today.
Miles.
Yeah, I think this is a guessing,
this is a
guessing game.
Game
at this
just
point.
Just call this 50-50.
Woods, you're up first.
All right.
Darius, real or fake?
Real.
It is. I guess Hootie is one of the characters. Miles, Jinx, real or fake, Miles?
Fake.
Well, that one is real. All right, Woods, let's go with Riven, real or fake, Woods?
Fake.
Real.
Riven.
All right, Miles, real or fake? Lorna, real or fake, Miles? Lorna.
Real.
Oh, it's fake. League of Legends character. So far, Woods is out to a 1-0 lead as we play for sandwiches from Jersey Mike's. Round three, Woods. Icho, real or fake?
Fake.
It's fake. Very good. All right, Miles, round three. Let's get you on the board here. Lucian, real or fake, Miles?
Lucian?
Lucian.
Fake.
Damn it. Come on, Miles.
All right, round four, Woods. Annie, real or fake?
Real.
It's real.
Ooh, look at me.
You're doing very well, Woods.
It's embarrassing,
surprisingly.
Actually. Very
Miles, Crusher, real or fake, Miles?
Fake.
There we go. Miles is on the board. Woods, let's go with Fizz, real or fake?
Fake.
Real. All right, Miles. I will give you the prize if you can get this one right.
I'm going to give it to him anyway. Life sucks.
Secret.
Right now.
All right, Miles. Real or fake? Round five. Bebop. Real or fake, Miles?
Bebop.
Bebop.
Fake.
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 Yes,
yes.
It's like
Miles.
A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle opponent. All right, hang on, Miles. Somehow, someone will try to get your information.
Yeah.
I don't know how, since we don't have, you know. Hammer around right
I'll
now.
I'll run out and get
okay,
it.
Okay, Paul's going to run out and give it. Stay on hold there, Miles, And we will get you those sandwiches, although technically, Woods, you won 3-2. But I like that we have a prize again.
Me too,
and
very much.
Something to give away to our listeners. Well, it makes me feel good about this.
And it's something that's very valuable right now. Delicious, delicious sandwiches from Jersey Mike's.
Yes. You are a huge fan. I know you get that one right by your house.
I am a tier one of Jersey Mike's, my friend. I mean,
what's your go-to?
Oh, man, I mix it up. I do, sometimes I go straight turkey.
Turkey.
I also enjoy
number seven.
Yeah, number seven.
Turkey and cheese.
I enjoy the tuna there. I don't eat tuna out of the house much. I have to make my own tuna, but I eat theirs. And then I love the roast beef sandwich there as well.
I'm almost exclusively the number 13, the Italian.
Italian.
Oh, love that one.
I don't like Italian meats all that much. Salamis and things like that.
It says something about you.
They don't sit well in my stomach.
Did you know, and I put this on my daily recap, I made chicken salad over the weekend.
I love chicken salad.
And it was phenomenal.
Can you give me a recipe?
Yeah, I can. I'll send it to you. I made it from the Sirius Eats website.
God, I
modified it just a little bit. The lemon juice, I think, was key,
though. Yeah, clutch. White pepper is also a nice addition.
I use black pepper, and I thought it was delicious. And I don't do much of the cooking at home because, obviously, Shell is such a great cook.
Yeah.
But really enjoyed the chicken salad I made this weekend.
I would have liked to have a little taste. Maybe you bring me
some.
And
I used a little yogurt, Greek yogurt, instead of a lot of mayo.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with the
mayo.
Make
it a little healthier.
Yeah, I'm going with the mayo.
You know, trying to eat right.
That's fine.
Anyway, that's a sandwich talk for a Monday. Tiger King talk is coming up next. We all watched at least episode one.
It's a phenomenon
right now. Half the show still to go. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.